Shar Shlishi Perik Asiri Das Torah Shar Shlishi Das Torah Perik Asiri Page Reish Chav Ches by the three dots. So he said the problem was that their hearts had this problem. There was a stoppage in the heart. The Torah did not affect them the way it was supposed to. So even though they were tremendously knowledgeable, they were they were missing something over there.
Rabbi Shvyansky in the Ali Short, no, in the Maharal, what's a Shabbos? So there's a Gemara that says a Tama Chacham that has Gavas Aleiv, Bibol, and Ages Ish.
Right.
So that came to my mind when I was thinking.
What?
It came thinking about these people. Here,
right.
With Torah. He's coming from Gavas Aleiv there.
There's a few Chazal. There's a Chazal that. The Mora says that a Talmud Chacham is like Eish, just like Eish consumes, so the Torah also fires and removes the ra in the person. So once Rav Zev left, he said there's something called stage fire. Stage fire looks like fire, smells like fire, but it doesn't burn. There's certain people which they have something which looks like Tara, and smells like Tara, but it doesn't burn, it ain't Tara. That's what Chazal was saying. There's something which looks like learning, but it's not changing the person. It's not burning out the impurities there. It's not really the Tara. It's not really Tara. But he says that Chazal touched up. The problem was they had Tina Baliba. Okay? That's a Shmuel answer to Yehuda. Tina Hoysa Baliba. He says, we need to explain Leiv before we can explain Tina Baliba. So, Kadamakam Avara Mahu Leiv. It's finally time for us to explain to you what a Leiv is. So, you've now learned 228 pages of this Sefer. You're finally going to find out what a heart is. Halev hu moishavim shel tziurei hayitzorim v'shel haregesh. So the kach of dimyon that it produces this fantasies, that's all part of, that's referred to as lev. The kach of regesh l'toiv l'raz is referred to as lev. Amavadza yeshtem mailo hanikris lev. Okay. So I'm going to quote. I'm going to tell you that there's something called the person as Marley has lathe. So what does that mean that he has a lathe? Everybody has a lathe. I have a lathe full of good. I have a lathe full of bad. But everybody has a lathe, right? So what is this? There's thing called a, he has a Marley's lathe. Amr Rava. Yeah. No, it wasn't Rabba. Rabba's the next line. I'm a Rabba. Dalei mei abayi bo day with hevel achatayvo b'mitzvah perech ba'aver lo yivshet luhukat. The Dayag and Achitayvo were able to present 400 different lamdas shashaylas in the halacha of mitzvah perech ba'aver, which is a complicated, like we said before, a very complicated area of hilchos tumah and tahara. And they were so brilliant that they couldn't. They came with new issues nobody else thought of before. Amar Rava, Rabusa lemibai boy, it's a gersa ma'isa. That's shailas. That's not a gersa ma'isa. I'll prove to you what's considered a gersa ma'isa. Mishnei de Rav Yehuda, kuli tenuye benazikin. in the times of Yehuda, that there was tremendous source in Klal Yisrael. They weren't able to really focus, so they the ability to focus on the time was limited. So they focused on learning Seder Nezikin. Seder Nezikin is very Negei Lamaisa. It's difficult, but it has to be learned. There's a lot of alumnus there. They focused on Seder Nezikin. But nowadays, we're two generations later. We have 13 shiurim in Hilchos Uksin, which means we're learning all of Shas. We're learning even the Uksin, some of the most obscure halachas. Not the Gala Maisa, we don't have to talk about Tahara, but we have time to learn it. We learn it well. We have discussions about it. So we're asking interesting shailas. Rav Yehuda Shalif Misane Vasi Mitra. He would declare a tainus. So tainus halacha is that a tainus for rain has the full chumrah of a tainus. So there's an isser of nilas the sandal. They would start the tainus. He would take off his shoes. And boom, took off the shoes. Started raining. Banan Safkinon Malek of the Mashkepon. We dive in our kishkas out the whole day. And the Russian doesn't listen. So what's the pshat? So why are they better than us? We learn more than them. El Kadosh Baruch Hu Liva Baya Nitziv Hashem Yirah Leleva. Okay. Just element of lay which they have, which you don't have. So again, if the point is regish, the point is Yitzorim, we all have regish, we all have Yitzorim. So there's something else called lave, which is possible to have or not to have. Okay. Sucks. Boy, beer rub. You call the hevel hamadregas ena belimud ela belay. The difference in the madregas of the different generations is not how much you learn; it's how much lave you have. When Rava's point was phenomenal on Donim, but there's no lave. Here, bechidul ubuk megirsa, like we said before, they were having deep understanding of the Torah. Al ein terosh shel doig el misafir v'lechutz, batisa brisi ale picha. The pasuk says that you took my bris, the Torah was my bris, on your mouth, v'loy belay, but the Torah did not go into the lake. Okay. Sefer Yad Raman Bavara, remember the Hanal so Rav. So Yad Raman, the Raman on the Sanhedrin says, they were much more learning and learned and involved in their learning than other people. So they lost the Ma'al Yisera of learning because the lay wasn't Shalom with the Kodesh Baruch. Zolev, Leos Sholem Imamok. Okay. Halayman Torah ain liba otzim. A person learns Torah and his heart is open; it's not closed. V'hechrech libay nia sholim imamalka. Sheshifasoy v'chetzel iskay v'lo v'isborach kol yamin. Mishliba otzim. Tina b'libay, like we said, Rashi says, lesson of its lashon of it was that there's a timtum. Okay. Now he says one ha'or on the bottom. Rav Yehuda was worried about I'm going to end up like Dagon Achavitayfel. That's Rav Yehuda who could schlep off one shoe and bring the metro because he had leif. So Rav Yehuda understood Myla's leif. He had it. He understood that it's not necessarily easy to have. So, Oyvei, maybe I'll be like them. And Shmuel said, no, you have the Myla's leif and don't worry about it. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I think he means. I mean, he's going to explain more as he goes along, but you know, goes for a while. Rashima used to say constantly. Used to say that learning Torah is not a studium. It's not a subject. Talmud 101 is usually the quotes. Of course, we have in the catalog over here, Talmud 101. So I cannot every time I have to deal with that for whatever reason. Like you know, I hear the Rashima's voice ringing in my ears. Talmud 101. Okay.
That's why we keep it very unofficial.
Learning Torah is fascinating. A person who has a sharp mind, it's fascinating. There's like, you know, someone like I sit on a Shabbat suit and I say, you know, Shilas, and people are just like, you know, well, like, there's so much to Torah. The conversations back and forth, it's a lot of fun. Fine. Just people enjoy math very much. People who enjoy, you know, the figuring out crossword puzzles. They find it very fascinating. The mental exercise is challenging, it's enjoyable. Torah has that. There's a if Torah is real to me, it's not a fascinating subject. Torah is describing what life is supposed to look like. Torah is describing what the purpose of the world is. Torah is describing what role I play in the world. So besides being fascinating, it becomes relevant and important to me. So the reason why I want to learn more is because those things are intrinsically the nature of man is moshe to those nimshe to those things. That's the lake. So when I approach Torah in that sense, I feel that the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to me with giving me a purpose, giving me an understanding. I have this aura recently. I think maybe I shared with you about the. We don't stop and think about what a Talmud Chacham is. You know, nowadays we're into the world of specialization. Like, you know, so I can call him a saver off the shelf. Pidyon HaBen Kol Chasam. Right? Hilchus Geniza and Shemus HaKadosh. Lachus of Hilchus Talmud Torah. Lachus Hilchus Olam. Hilchus Lador. Right? Just a saver for everything. Right? Nowadays. So what's that? So person X took a year, 2 years, learned through everything there is, wrote it up, typed it up, you know, went through multiple editings. Then he went to Yashiv and he discussed, and he asked his 15 childless from Yashiv and posted the same. Everyone in these forums did that. Or some of Zalman. So this fellow spent 2 years becoming the Bucky in it. And then he went to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv explained to him why he was wrong and all these different things that he learned the last 2 years. So Rabbi Yashiv was a bigger Bucky than him in that halacha. And in that halacha. And in that halacha. And that halacha. And all of a sudden, everyone in these forums, Rabbi Yashiv knew better than these people. Like, do you understand the billions of information the man was able to be Charlotte on and pull out at any given time that he needed that? So that's what Talmud Chacham is. I have this, or people ask me halacha shailos. They assume that they can ask me halacha shailos anywhere in Dalachah Shulchan Aruch, and I'm going to answer them. Because that's what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. There's no Mixoya out there in the whole world with that, they're expecting of a person that type of knowledge. There are individual people, like, you know, there are certain doctors which are knowledgeable throughout every part of the body. Most doctors are not. Their area specialty. And then there's really brilliant guys that don't really understand every part of the body. But I'm not expecting every doctor to know that. But I'm expecting Talmud Chacham did all that. Right? Because the Torah is addressing life. And life is complex, and life has many elements to it. The Torah is addressing all of that. And if a person really, his desire for Torah is because he wants a drachah for life. So you know what? I'm interested in dealing with this part of life, but the rest of it, I really don't care if I get a drachah. It's all just thing. I want to know how to deal with life. I want to understand everything. The Torah explains to me why life is important. The Torah explains to me what the purpose of life is. The Torah tells me what are the pitfalls along the way. So Shem is like, should it be a safer? He came and explained to you, you know, each one of the meanings that you need to have, what are the potential pitfalls, how you should avoid them, how you're cutting the meter, etc. All from Torah. It means the Torah is if you're knowledgeable enough, the Torah is giving you all the answers. But if the reason why I want to know that is because I love the brilliance of the answers, wow, that's such a good cop, right? So you have therapists and therapists. And the therapists, you know, they want to know the answers because they want to help their clients. They need to know the answers. Well, I love the fascinating ideas, like sugar schmuck, experiments, you know, like, you don't want that person to be your therapist. Because there's no lay. It's not the gay, it's not touching the person. So Kabbal Kharman, Mishon Kabbal Kharman, the Torah is doing that. The need for the knowledge of the Torah is because knowledge of the Torah is the gaya. So the lame is the makom of the gears. We usually look at that's a negative, right? So that's many times that's an issue, but at the same time that's what a healthy human being is. You know, but me, my kids, and the rest of the world are equal. I love them all equally. See, if you have a tremendous amount of avat to the whole world, that's beautiful. Most people don't have too much avat to the whole world. If there's kids are the same, it means that, you know, like, I don't care about anybody, you know. My wife, no, like, you know. Yeah, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. Like, you know, like, it didn't touch him. It's not the gate to the lake. It didn't touch. So there's ability to learn Torah, and all it is not touching the lay, which means it's not important to me to be sholem imamakim. There's this. So all the knowledge they have didn't accomplish what the mile of Torah is. It's a vehicle to become aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants, and through that connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They missed all of that. So I think it's in the Kudah means by Leif. The Okay, let's hold it here.